on the weekend of October 1st through 3rd approve the budget. Now, it may come back to us for adjustments later, but we should be ready to approve the final budget. And I don't think that tabling or putting this off any longer is fruitful. I've been raising this since March. I've sent lots of material to everybody, which everybody, I hope, read. But I don't think we should table the discussion. And I'm not going to speak to the issue of whether we can afford it or not now. The issue that we should be speaking to is whether to table it, not the substance of the motion. And I want to come back and talk about funding for the archives after we've resolved the issue of tabling it.
Thank you. What I would like to do is vote on the issue of tabling, and then if we vote not to table, then I'd like Dan to speak to the issue. If not, then we'll wait for this discussion in Washington. So the vote to table.
Hold on a second. I love making everybody wait.
Just a point of order while Mark gets ready, Marty.
I'm
ready.
He's ready.
Well, I would like to request that he start at different places in the role from time to time, because there's a certain dynamic that happens with the given order.
Donna?
Now, come on,
Look,
Dave.
I'm starting backwards.
All right.
Donna?
Yes? What?
Do you want to table
Hold on, whether to table or to discuss this.
Oh, you're going to start from the end this time.
Mm-hmm. We're changing the dynamic.
I say no, don't table it.
That's if it does.
Carol?
No.
Alice?
No.
Wendy?
I'll keep you in suspense. Come back to me.
See, the dynamic didn't change.
No, I'm going to vote no. I'm not.
Gerald?
No.
Mark?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Falangi?
No.
Roger votes not to table. Miguel Ambrose?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Sam?
Who?
Sam?
Oh, yes. Yes, but you.
Yeah, okay. Henry?
Nope.
Teresa?
No.
And Dave?
Well, no.
Just doesn't like the first guy all the time. So, yeses to table are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Noes to not table, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, the motion's defeated. We're going to have the discussion. Dan, do you want to speak to this issue?
Yeah.
And tell us why. Could you give us a bit of the history and why you decided to change the funding mechanism for the archives?
Yeah, well, the funding mechanism for the archives changed, I think, even before I was executive director, as a result of the financial crisis that hit the foundation between 1999 and 2001. It also changed because the National Finance Office was moved from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C., and some of the staffing levels changed at that time as well. For instance, a business manager was moved from the finance office to the archives. So when we talk about going back to the status quo ante, it is a very complicated situation. It's not a simple issue. It involves personnel matters, it involves staffing levels, it involves affiliate revenue, it involves a whole range of other issues. I think the proposal that Alice is talking about is a line item change in where the revenues from affiliates should be earmarked, and two, how the archives is going to be funded. So those are, as Carol is saying, when you push one button, a lot of other buttons move. So it's very, very complicated to put Humpty Dumpty back together here. I think the outcome that we're all very interested in is the critical issue. We want a healthy archives. And in that regard, what we've been able to build over the last 2 to 3 years is we've been able to double the archives budget, to double that budget under very difficult financial circumstances, because we understand, and indeed the entire Pacifica community has rallied to strengthen that historic treasure, and that's been a great achievement. We're all very proud of that. We've been able to strengthen the archives by changing that funding mechanism. So there's not necessarily a relationship between the 3% or the 2.5% or the 2% and the strength of the archives. That's also very important to understand. I think also one of the things that we've done with the archives that I think we're all particularly proud of is that we've created a much more independent and sustainable funding mechanism for the archives that creates a much more autonomous or a unit that is much more liberated in fulfilling its mission than ever before. It's bigger, it's stronger, it's got a greater presence within the community and the foundation, precisely because it is much more sustainable. So we hold the archives to the same standards that we hold all the other units. Let's make it self-sustainable. It can do that. And not only can it do that, it can grow and prosper and strengthen under those kind of circumstances. I think also Mark is correct. I'd like to see this process go through the Finance Committee. I think one thing we're talking about here is a means and a method and not necessarily an outcome. And I would caution the board, getting involved in this means and methods does create complexities which are going to be hard to deal with. So, again, it's a complex issue, but one, we're strengthening the archives. Two, we're making it self-sustainable. And three, I think the existing funding mechanism is reaching those outcomes that we all want.
May I speak, Morty?
Yes. I'd like to ask Dan a question. Could you tell us exactly how the archives are at presently?
Excuse me?
Could you tell exactly how the archives are now funded?
Yeah, it's primarily a combination of direct mail drops, of national office support, of on-air fundraising, and increased sales. And of course, foundation grants and licensing fees and other residuals that come from the archives operation.
May I speak, Morty?
Okay, Alice, go ahead.
The funding source from the stations is logically more stable, of course, being part of the central services, than a substantial amount of funding from the affiliates. So my intent is to protect and continue the archives in the safest way for it. For example, if we had a sudden decrease in the number of affiliates, it would lose, as is present, perhaps a substantial amount of its support. Presently, the archives director, he told us in Houston that he cannot hire staff because of the uncertainties in his budget. And I believe that that's really important to reduce or eliminate such uncertainties and therefore take it out of central services at 3%. Thank you.
Marnie?
Marnie on the stack.
I can't hear you guys. Okay,
Mark.
Sarv.
Ambrose on the stack.
Honey on the stack.
Sarv.
Dave on the stack.
Sarv.
All right, I have Sarv, Ambrose, Dave. Who else?
Mark.
Lonnie on the stack, too.
Balanchi? Oh, Lonnie.
Carol
Lonnie.
Needs to get
Lonnie.
On the stack.
And Carol. Okay, now.
Wait, Mario, did you get me?
Yes, I got you, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
So I'd like to take in some kind of order. So, Sarv, are you speaking what's your position?
I have a question to ask Dan.
Okay, you have a question. Good. Go ahead.
Yeah. I would like to ask him, how does he respond to the concerns that Alice has raised that if there's not a independent, reliable source of funding for the archives, that during hard times, what does the archives do? I mean, and they can't hire people for permanent positions to take care of the archives. How does Dan respond to that?
Well, I think we deal with those issues as they come up. We've had some setbacks this year with certain types of funding that we had anticipated. For instance, some of the sales revenues are down, but we're making that up with other fundraising efforts with foundations and direct mail. So it's we remain flexible, just as we do to any station or unit, depending on how their finances are going for the year, to make up whatever problems they have. But again, being independent, being self-sustainable, has led to a doubling of their budget and a strengthening of the archives going forward. It's in line with the mission. I think the path that we're going on is one that is successful and important.
Point of order, Marty?
What?
Is there an actual motion on the floor by Alice that
no.
regarding this?
Oh,
I don't see one here.
There isn't.
Okay, thank you.
I
would
make it.
Sort of like to divide, you know, anyway.
Marty, I'm against Mark, if
okay.
I can.
Ambrose, I'm just going to take it in order. Ambrose, go ahead.
I agree with Dan, and I don't agree with the communication I received from Carol, which called for 3% from the projected income of the stations. What happens to the stations if they don't meet their projected income? What happens if the station's income falls? If you're dealing with a success, why would you change? And what I'm hearing from Dan is that they've doubled their income, they're a success, they have the flexibility to do what they are doing without this, so why aren't we doing this? It makes no sense.
Okay,
may I be
put on the stack, too, please, Alice?
Okay, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, the policy about the funding of the archive never changed. The practice changed, and it changed in part by the old board just changing it in an ad hoc way, or actually the old executive director changing it because that's what they wanted to do. The practice has now changed, and the structure of the organization is that's integrated with the way things are being done now. So an immediate change may be something very difficult. But I think that one of the things, well, I know, one of the things I objected to about what happened with the prior administration was what I refer to as a structural adjustment of this institution. The similar language that I'm hearing now was used in the early 90s to argue to make public broadcasting more independent by allowing underwriting and to allow them to change the way they did programming, to increase stable audience streams in order to raise more money, in order to all the other great things that happen. But when you take, for example, a national park and change its funding from federal monies going to it to increasing usage fees, or you allow certain concessions in national parks, you change the nature of that space. You change the goals of the people working there. You change who resources tend to flow to. You essentially change its mission. So the question is whether the money that's being raised is altering what, for example, a professional archivist would do. That if you're making decisions about trying to increase your revenues, certain things that you might want for a library function might not be the primary things you would want for your business function. Where those things are at odds, you get a fundamental change in, or you get a fundamental question about what you want the institution to be. We have not, as a board, gotten to any of those questions, really, about the structure of the foundation. So these issues come up. They come up in isolation, and people feel different ways about it. But as Dan points out, it's very hard to deal with any of this, because you move one lever and everything else does move. So I guess one of the things I'd like to know is how much they're funded for right now. And I would like to find some way to conduct that discussion over what we want it to be and why we want it to be that. And I agree with Carol in that the board has to decide what it wants the various forms of relationship within the foundation to be, what we want out of an archive. And then I think it is the role of the executives to implement that, but we shouldn't make that decision without a lot of discussion with both the head of that unit, with the station managers who make use of it, with affiliates, with Dan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess I think it's great that we're starting to talk about these issues in this way. I think it will take a little bit longer, just like the looking at the way staffing is done at the stations, will take a little bit longer. And I'd like to see us really address this question at a level of principle, and not be deterred by whatever the specific connections within the network are at this moment in time.
And with that, I'm going to have to, Donna, I have to leave the call.
Okay, thank you, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Mark?
First of all, I don't think the idea, I agree with, I think what Dave said, that we should have tabled it and discussed it further, and I think it needs a greater examination in the National Finance Committee, and I keep doing that, not because I'm the chair, but because I know how that committee's working. It brings in the LSB treasurers, and I think that's where these kinds of issues should first be hashed out, as opposed to right now at this particular meeting. However, having said that, since we agreed to go forward, I have a couple of concerns. We all agree, I think, that the archives is an essential part of Pacifica. We also recognize that we've been told that it would take $12 million in order to get everything up and running there, everything corrected, all the situations, the digitalization, etc., the cataloging, and the 3%, neither 3% nor the other funding option are going to bring $12 million into the house. So we will still have the issue of the archives before us in the years to come. Now, what to do right now? And it seems to me that we have changed Pacifica. Dave mentioned change. We have changed. And I don't believe that underwriting is a parallel. But the organization has changed. The national office is raising money, something that didn't happen a couple years ago. A lot is changing. And, in fact, even more is contemplated with the multi-platform deliveries that we're talking about, with the national programming unit, with increased affiliates, et cetera. And in that dynamic, it seems to me that we would do a disservice to the archives to create an essentially a guaranteed handout of 3% of central services so that you know now this is the minimum that you have to work with. What has worked is the incentive-based funding that has been now created. It has doubled the funding available to the archives from the central services formula. What it has said is that, okay, you have a baseline here. You have the affiliate income currently moving up to 50. We'll go further in the future, and there's an incentive there to create product to bring those affiliates in, and I like that dynamic. There's also the guarantee from National to build whatever else needs to be done. This budget is $70,000. The next one may be less, maybe more. So it's not like we're going to leave you out there to hang. On the other hand, the incentive has created a more entrepreneurial spirit there, has created more programs and more products that are being offered for sale in the website, etc. And I think that that is the direction. If this archive is to get to the $12 million it really needs, it will come from those kinds of things. And so I think that they're safe now, and we should look at this issue later when we look at the whole picture. But they're safe, they're funded, and they're doing very well. That's me.
A point of order.
The stack?
Point of order.
The stack. What's the point of order, Rob?
Chair, can we move the agenda? Because is that a point of order? I think we're getting hung up on part of a... one agenda item. We haven't even discussed the whole agenda item, and there's many agenda items on it, unresolved here today.
Okay, I have a stack here. I'm going to allow the stack to finish, okay? And then we'll see where we're at. Lonnie, go ahead. Lonnie, Carol, and Alice.
Okay, I would speak against the motion, Madam Chair. I think that bringing at this venue that is right to the full board is a bad precedent. I'm disturbed about the precedents that would be set in doing it this way. I think it's not a good precedent to have any department or any station to go around the established process. That's asking for trouble. It goes around the established structure, those folks that have established functions. So it's playing fair. Secondly, I think that lobbying by any department head for his or her own area through board members who may pick up that particular issue is dangerous precedent because it says sort of, suppose the news departments were to have board members who wanted to promote news and they got sympathetic board members who brought it directly to the board and bypassed the whole structure, the ED, the CFO, the Finance Committee, no organization thinks that's a good idea, even though some particular department head may have that kind of pull with board members. That's a bad precedent to reward that behavior. I think that a precedent around macro management is not a good one to set. That is to say, you have the board telling general managers how the funding for the news department ought to go, or the funding for any department, and having that be outside the structure. That kind of pressure creates accountability issues, creates political fights and arguments. Not a good idea. I agree with the notion that we need to look at the whole problem, not part of it. Because, you know, you go to a foundation, and I have done so and looked at the archives, they basically say, why should we invest in your archives if you haven't taken steps to solve the main problem that you have? And their advice will be, as we've said, their advice has been, look, you must show that it's sustainable, that any money we put into it will fix a problem. And we have to show plans in applying to the foundations that we are aware of the sustainability issues. So when they saw that we were trying to be entrepreneurial, we saw that we were having some degree of success, they became more interested in supporting us. So anyway, I just think that the precedent issues in this discussion are considerable, and we do need to be careful.
Yeah, point of information.
Hey, Lonnie. What is it?
I want to know is there any recommendation from the Finance Committee yet on this at all?
No, we haven't discussed it yet.
Okay. Later on, I'll try to make a motion. Yeah.
Carol, go ahead.
I think the issue of how we fund the archives is one of the major policy issues of the foundation. Because, as Dave said, it goes to the mission of the archives themselves. The argument is being made that the archives should be, quote, self-sustaining. That's a policy issue. It raises many questions about whether the mission of the archives is to be self-sustaining in terms of sales, or whether the mission of the archives is to preserve, catalog, and archive the materials there and prevent them from deteriorating. I would really like the archives to do both, obviously. I think we all would. But if I had to choose between one and the other, I would say that my obligation as a trustee of the archives is to ensure that the material there is not lost, that it is preserved for posterity, and we can figure out later how to make it self-sustaining. There are a couple of things that are troubling to me about what I'm hearing today. The July income statement, which tells us the actual amount of money going to the archives this year, shows the actual forecast is $376,852. That's how much money the archives will have this year. Three years ago, it was $325,000 or thereabouts. The budget for this year, we budgeted that they would have $549,000, but that didn't pan out. Why didn't it pan out? Well, there are a lot of different reasons why it didn't pan out, but basically it was insecure. They were relying on on-air fund drives that didn't occur. They were relying on Democracy Now! To promote them, and Democracy Now! Didn't do as much as they might have. They were relying on community events that didn't happen. They were relying, so it just didn't work because the ready cash wasn't there for them. It just didn't come through. I also think, you know, so just listen to that. The budget was for $550,000. What they actually are getting this year is 376.
Carol, that's incorrect.
I have the number in front of me.
We do, too.
I'm looking at it. Where do you see something different in the forecast?
Their forecast, if I'm not mistaken, is for them to come in at around 570 this fiscal.
That was the budget.
That's what she said, 567.
But what has actually happened, and how close are we to the end of the fiscal year, which is October 1?
Right. The forecast, which I have in front of me, shows total income forecast through September 30th is $376,852.
Yeah, well, see, what you have to do, though, is you have to count the income that comes from National. That's another $150,000 or $60,000. You have to add the two numbers together.
So you're going to add some more in there?
I would do that for all the stations, yeah.
All right. So if you take that, add another $150,000 in, that would be 376, 476, 525.
Wait, why isn't it on the same line?
Yeah, why isn't it?
Well, let's not go there for the moment. I actually am looking down and seeing that in the income statement down in the cash and capital budget, they are projecting another $150,000 to go to the archives. Nonetheless, and let me just continue with my train of thought here. Nonetheless, that is requiring the National to put up cash at a time at the end of the year when the National office is very cash poor. So I'm not sure if they're going to get it, and I'm not sure if you're sure they're going to get it.
Oh.
But the other way of doing this, which is to take the 3% central services and send it directly to the archive, guarantees it. It also makes sense to have the affiliate's income, which is currently going to the archives at $100,000 a year, to go back to National, because then we can actually analyze the efficiency of our affiliate's program. We can actually look at our business plan, look at income versus receipt versus expenses, and have it all in the same budget. The other thing is the support for the archives that's down there in the cash and capital budget would come out. The net increase in the archives budget would be about $250,000. That $250,000 would allow them to hire an archivist. We have an archive that doesn't have an archivist. It does not have an archivist. And it would also allow them to hire another cataloger. And that's what they need. And I think that we really need to prioritize archival work even more than we prioritize sales or self-sustainability. We'll also allow them to have their personnel working on grantsmanship to raise the other $12 million. And if they see that we are committed to preserving those tapes, I think they'll do better in raising that money.
Okay, thanks. Alice, you're on the stack, and that's...
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to say that I think, as far as I understand the established structure of Pacifica as it is now, that policy begins with the board, and I believe that's what we're trying to do here, whatever we result doing tonight. I think this is a very good and important discussion, because like Carol, I feel that the archives are one of the major policy issues of the foundation, and we should consider it carefully. I would bring up for myself that the procedure is to discuss on the board, to have the board over whatever period of time create all policy, to have the various committees of this board give their input, but policy obviously comes from the full board. The last thing I wanted to say is that I have done myself professional audio archiving, and there is the issue of time. Different types of tapes exposed to different original climatic circumstances, particularly humidity, will last more or less according to what they've been exposed to and the basic stock of the tape. So time here is critical. There are many, many hundreds of thousands of unarchived items in this archive. Therefore, it's not a matter that can wait indefinitely. And the sooner certain tapes are got to, the sooner they have a chance of surviving transfer or even being played once on a tape recorder. So, thank you.
Madam Chair, I have a motion. I'd like to move to refer this to the National Finance Committee.
Yes.
I'll second that.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear your motion.
I'd like to move to refer this motion, to refer this to the National Finance Committee.
Okay.
May I speak to that, Marty?
Well, is there there was a second by?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take two comments and we'll vote. Dave.
I would strongly speak against it. I agree that the role of the Finance Committee is to work out the implementation of policy and not necessarily policy itself. And I do think this is a question about institutional structure. And so I think that we need to more generally have a committee that's going to deal with some of these questions. There's talk about the possible restructuring of the national office. There are other issues of this sort, and I don't think that the Finance Committee is necessarily the place to develop the policy recommendations around that. Just as a quick point, if it's a market-based business model, tapes without high market potential are just going to get less attention. Those sorts of questions are not necessarily finance questions per se. So I would speak against it. I would like us to form a committee that would be specifically dealing with some of these questions of institutional structure.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
And Maureen,
and let's vote. Ambrose, go ahead.
You know, this comes up on our agenda under item 2, which is the FY05 budget. And what I've heard so far, as I read it, says board priorities, including discussion on central services funding for the archives and line item for board training / consultants. FY05 budget is what I'm seeing this agenda item calling for. Second thing was, I heard someone say that they ought to have guaranteed funding. At the retreat in Houston, I heard that there are staff people who have worked for Pacifica for upwards of 20 years who don't have health insurance. And we're talking about guaranteeing the funding of the archives without taking care of our staff. That, to me, is obscene. And so what I'm saying is I think we ought to refer it either to the Finance Committee or a special committee as suggested by Dave.
Okay, let's vote on the motion to refer this matter to the Finance Committee.
What point of information?
Dave.
This matter, as Ambrose just brought up, there are two matters. One is the question of the FY05 budget line. The other is the larger question of the funding mechanism. Where Mark says this issue, which part of that is he talking about?
Well, can I point information and speak for myself?
Go ahead.
That's what I was asking.
The thing is that, well, there are two things to me here, and I understand that we're all members of the National Board, and we're also members of the LSB, and I also think that members of the LSB are significant. I don't see them as a second class where we have to, you know, dictate to them because they don't understand the issues, and then they're simply to run with the water that we give them. And I think the National Finance Committee was very well constructed. It is made up of the treasurers from all 5 LSBs as well as PMB members, and I think that this matter should go before them. We've already heard some budgetary discussions tonight. We've had some corrections on the numbers. We go through the numbers, and I think that that's what we need to look at in the implications here. We have an archives committee that is yet to meet. I think that we need to work through the committee structure and not decide here and now by end arounding those committees that as the board we know best, as opposed to those committees who actually study the documents. And I just don't think we should set this precedent. I think it would be a very bad one, and I think we need to be careful here because our committees work too hard.
Point of information, was that an answer to my question?
It was the answer I was giving.
Whether this issue means this budget line or for this year or for the larger long-term question of the archive?
I think the large.
Which did you mean?
Okay, I think the larger long-term issue, obviously, we can't resolve either way. Again, there's a $12 million bill on the table in order to do everything that we want done, and I don't think either measure addresses that. So, as I said, the archives as a funding a mechanism or as a unit will be with us, and we will have to deal with that issue as we move along. I'm just saying whether we should do it in this particular call.
Excuse
me, Mark, would you mind restating your motion, please?
I move that we refer this matter to the National Finance Committee.
Sorry.
And it's the matter of?
The matter of essential services funding for the archives as is presented here.
All right.
In this year's budget?
Yes, in this year's budget.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, in the 05 budget.
What we were talking about, the 505.
Yeah, I move that we refer to the National Finance Committee for further study.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to take a vote on this.
I'm sorry, it's Roger. I just had to pop off for a second. Motion by Roberts to send the question of archives funding to the Finance Committee. Is that
to refer.
No. Central services
refer.
For the fund, fund for the archives in the 05 budget.
Refer. Okay.
And Mark had another
phrase,
too.
Right, for further study.
For further study.
Right, and I promise it'll be on the agenda Friday.
Not if we don't move.
Let's take a vote here.
In the order of roll call.
Go backwards again.
Just make it more complicated.
Go backwards
again. Person who can't hardly.
I like the other dynamic better.
I think it was fun going backwards.
We'll do that again. Donna?
Left the call.
Donna?
She's gone.
Left the call.
Oh, that's right. But that's right. Carol?
No.
I wanted to go first.
Alice?
No.
Wendy?
No.
Gerald?
Gerald's still looking for Star 6.
Star 6, Gerald.
Star 6, Gerald.
I beg your pardon.
Gerald, do you want to vote here?
I'm online.
I can hear you.
Yeah. No.
Mark?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Kalungi.
Yes.
Roger, come back to him. Ambrose.
Yes.
Ray.
Yes.
Sonali, Sam.
No.
Henry.
No.
Teresa.
Damn, this is tough.
Dave?
Abstain.
No. Dave? No. Roger abstains. So we have yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses to table or to refer the question.
Mm-hmm.
And noes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
What was the vote?
I'll count it. Yes is to refer the question to the Finance Committee. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 yes. And noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So it fails.
Okay, it fails.
I have a motion.
Would somebody like to present a motion about?
Yes, I would.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I'd like to move that we ask the Finance Committee present two contingencies, one with a change in the funding mechanism and one with the existing mechanism for the board to consider at the October meeting, and that the larger issues of the long-term, the sort of philosophical issues, if you will, that we ask that the Archive Committee present us with a report on the differing views at the October meeting.
Okay, Dave, you want to put that into a motion instead of
a disquisition?
Epoch.
I move that the Finance Committee present a contingency plan.
Two contingencies
were the existing funding mechanism versus a return to the prior existing policy, and that the archive committee present a report on the reasons for and against the two funding mechanisms at the October board meeting.
But the archive hasn't
been
hit yet.
Second.
Have you got that, Roger?
Would it be fair to say the 3% thing, or do you? Do you
yes, say, that's what we're talking about.
What he said prior, which is
that's a little. Central fixed percentage of central services as a funding mechanism.
Fixed.
Is everybody clear on what the motion is?
No, he has to restate
it. Was it seconded?
I seconded it.
Yes.
And,
yeah, I'd like to discuss a little.
I'm hoping we could go to a vote.
And that the archives director present this, Dave?
No, committee.
The archives committee. Okay, sorry. Thank you.
Well, I just had a question because the archives committee has not met yet, so I don't think they could, be up to snuff by October, in 2 weeks to present to us anything. So I'm hoping that we have a little flexibility, Dave, with that. I would expect that they're more meaningful report would probably not come until the January annual meeting. What's your feeling on that?
Can I respond?
Yeah, because they haven't met yet.
Go ahead.
Marty, could you be to the chair, please?
I'm sorry. Madam Chair.
I understand the concern.
Okay.
And who would...
May I respond quickly?
Yeah, you may respond, but I'd like to hear from the convener of the committee as well. So go ahead.
I'm sorry. Shall I speak?
And Alice, you can speak to it.
You wish me to speak now?
Well, no, first Dave and
then
you.
Yeah, I think we've got to pass a budget, so we need to look at what the potential is. If the archive committee comes to us with some ill-formed thing that people can't make a decision on, I would expect that we would stick with the status quo for now. In fact, I expect that's what will happen anyway, but so it would be dependent on what they could get done.
Alice, do you want to speak to it?
Yeah, I expect that we will meet next week. I'm waiting to hear two email addresses, which I don't yet have. So I expect we'll meet next week and possibly the week after.
Which would just take you to elections.
Well, we can try.
Okay.
All right. So can we vote on Dave's motion here?
I'm sorry. Point of information real quick. The very tail end of it, the Archives Committee will present a report that what?
On the
a report on the rationale. Or the reasons for or against each of the funding methods.
Okay, thank you. That's rash.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
Somehow it might be nice if Alice Shields could mention the two people that she needs the information from to someone on the national board so we don't...
I already contacted... Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Teresa.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, thanks. Let's vote.
I just put it in
column. Can I go first?
Yeah, you're going first this
Let
time,
Let Dave go first.
whoops. Everything's getting mixed up here. Okay. Dave?
I vote yes. Quote yes.
Uh-huh. Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Roger, yes. Twanji?
Yes.
Sar?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Gerald? Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy? Wendy?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Donna's gone. That passes.
Well, what unanimity. I'm thrilled. Okay. Now, let's...
motion.
The motion passes, and that item is taken care of for us. Now, there's another issue here, and that's the line item for board training consultants, board training/consultants to whether the board would like to advise the committee on putting a line item in there or if we'd like to leave it to the committee.
I have a motion that the national board recommends $25,000 be put in as a line item for board training and consultants in the 05 budget.
I second that.
Right.
Would anybody like to speak against that?
A point of information came and let the secretary catch up here. Motion by Spooner that what?
That $25,000 be put, that we advise the committee.
That the PNB.
Yeah, that the PNB would like to see $25,000 as a line item for board training.
25K.
And consultants and or.
For board training.
And or consultants.
And or consultants. Thank you.
The rationale is that we have found the need to be to spend that money, much money almost, in the last 6 months. And I think we probably will continue to discover the needs as we're setting up a whole new structure around here. And so it'd be best to budget for it so that it's not an unbudgeted item, so that we can plan for it in advance and make adjustments elsewhere.
Point of information?
Yes.
Does the consultants mean consultants for the board that would board include things like the person who did the executive, who was hired by the executive review committee and things
yes.
like that? Is that what that means?
Yes.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Board
okay, is everybody on the motion? Is there anybody who'd like to speak against it, or can we?
Well, yeah, this is Samuel Katek. I'd like to speak
okay.
against that motion.
Okay, go ahead, Sam.
While I appreciate Carol's spirit of the motion of wanting to budget items, I'm just cautious about throwing out a number like $25,000 without a lot of thoughtful acknowledgement from other members. And so I would like to recommend that there be an amendment to that motion, that we not throw out any figures, and that this motion actually go to the finance committee, and that they make a decision at that point, but that one person should not articulate how much money should be budgeted.
Madam Chair?
Yeah, Mark.
I'd like to speak. I'm kind of for and against. I'm against in the sense that, once again, I'd like for these things to go to the National Finance Committee meeting first. And I'm going to keep reiterating that because we don't meet every 2 weeks for nothing, actually every week now. And I think you should give that committee a chance. The second thing is that, having said that, and Carol and I have gone back and forth on this a little bit, and $25,000 at around $150 an hour, which is what we've been paying, comes out to about 150 hours, and I think it's a more reasonable figure than has been discussed in the past. 150 hours, however, is significant training for a one-year term board. And what I would like to see, and this is what I hope would have gone through the National Finance Committee, is to have a sort of fund that would also be available to the LSBs to assist them, who have, in fact, a longer term coming up with 2 years, and seem to need the training, particularly in parliamentary procedures. I would like to see a fund available to both the local station board and the national board, kind of like a grant fund, ideally a revolving fund, and that requires a little more discussion than we have right now, that would allow these funds to be available to the local station boards by petition, as well as the national board, for the specific training and mediations that come up. And I think that's a more fluid situation than sticking a number in right now without greater discussion, which would occur, of course, in the National Finance Committee.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Marty, this is Teresa. Could I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
First of all, was there a second for Samuel's amendment?
There hasn't been yet.
Okay.
So.
All right, then I'm assuming it dies for lack of a second. And I would like to ask a question. If we pass this, this money is still things that the PNB would say. Let's say we needed a consultant for mediation or something. We'd still have to approve it.
Yeah, we just have the funds. We wouldn't. It would be budgeted, so we'd have the reserve
okay.
there to draw from.
All right, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm muted. Second on Sam's. Am I too late?
You're not too late.
Okay, I do want to second Sam's to refer. Sorry. Well, I had to get some water.
This is Alice. May I speak?
Happened a long time ago. All right. You know. Go ahead, Alice.
I think, as I gather, Carol, that you put together this figure $25,000 based upon what we've actually spent this year. It seems for these same things, board training or consultants. So it seems to me, if that is the figure we've spent this year, then sure, I think we need to assist, particularly on the Pacifica board, whoever is coming into this board, with every bit of help we can give them, because this is the democratic source of power in the network. So I'm all for it.
We have not spent that amount. We spent $10,000.
Carol, would you please delineate your...
We've spent more than $10,000, Mark. We've spent $10,000 for your...
No, we spent $10,000. We spent for him.
We spent money on the retreat in Houston.
Right.
We've spent money on Fahim for other matters.
Right, so the total is about
$15,000. $5,000 for consultants at CAI.
So I think we have a fairly hefty need here. But
okay.
Okay, so Sam's motion has been seconded. I'd like to vote on his motion. Could you repeat it, please?
State the motion. Thank you.
Hold on a second. I'm just getting the roll here. Paste it in.
What's the motion here?
It's coming.
The amendment.
Motion to amend by Kateka that a finance committee come up with a recommended amount. That's what I had written here.
No, that it be redirected to finance, the finance committee.
It's actually a motion to refer the matter to the Finance Committee.
The entire matter?
It's not an amendment. It's a motion to refer the matter to the Finance Committee.
Okay.
Point of order.
I'd like
to,
but yes, Gerald?
I'm getting increasingly opposed to people putting forward motions that are counterposed to the original motion. And I think they should be voted against each other, because it gets confusing when people start amending amendments and amending to the, you know, well, at some point we just got to say, look, I got a motion that's opposed to this other motion, and they both can't stand.
Finished. It's simpler simply to just vote down the motion you didn't like at first or speak against it. But we have a motion on the floor, and it's been seconded. So let's go to a vote.
Read it again, please.
Motion by Kateka to refer this matter to the Finance Committee.
And the matter is?
And the matter is a
line matter of
line item in the budget.
FY05 budget for $25K for board training/consultants.
Point of information?
Yes, Sarv.
Carol, this $25,000 Finance Committee hasn't looked at it yet, right?
Mark and I have talked about it, but no, we haven't.
I see.
And
okay.
The original motion is a recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not to demand it, but to recommend it.
Okay.
Okay? Well, we're voting on...
Let's go. Would this technically be called a motion to refer?
Yes.
Thank you. All right.
We're voting on Sam's, right?
Right.
The motion to refer it to the Finance Committee.
And, Carol, you said your original motion was to recommend, correct?
That's correct.
All right, just want to be clear. Thanks.
Okay, starting with Dave.
He'll love it. I abstain.
A for abstain.
What is he? My gosh.
Teresa. Henry.
Against.
Sam.
Four.
We're getting... Ray.
Yes.
Ambrose.
Yes.
Manning, yes. Kalungi.
Yes.
Sarv.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Gerald. Gerald, you there?
I'd like to pass for that, please.
Wendy.
No.
Alice.
No.
Carol.
No.
William, Donna's gone. Coming back to Teresa. Teresa, star
six. Oh, no. Teresa says no.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
And coming back to Gerald.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
Careful.
Decisions.
I don't want to hold people up. I'm going to stay.
Oh, man.
So,
yes.
Huh?
I abstained.
Okay. I got Gerald as abstaining.
So, Gerald, yeah. Why did we hear your long speech then?
Could we continue,
the motion to refer,
right.
Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 yes.
There's 8.
And there's 8 yeses? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Well, anyway, nodes, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that right?
All right.
Yeah.
That's what
that
I have
heard.
Okay, so the motion passes. And this matter will also be referred to the National Finance Committee. All right, thank you.
Am I on the phone?
Yeah.
You are.
Oh, excuse me.
Are you in Oakland?
If it's Monday, okay. If are there any other budget issues that anyone wants to visit before we go on to the next agenda item?
No.
Okay.
I'll think of something tomorrow.
Please, Marty.
Moving on to agenda item number 3, which is the WBAI local station board's right to the mailing list to send out a staff survey as part of their review of the program director. Now, would somebody like to speak to this?
I would.
I would.
Can I ask some clarification as to the scope of the discussion?
What I understand the situation to be is that the LSB has not been given the mailing list to send to the staff as part of a review of the program director, and there's a request for the national board to override.
Marty?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes, Alice, go ahead.
I'd like to clarify that.
Clarify.
I, as PNB director, Berthold Reimers, our LSD chair, and Kathy Goldman, at least recently head of the Management Evaluation Committee, went and spoke at WBAI to Dan and Don, and I repeatedly asked Dan, as the top guy there, if he would give me, as director, the 39 paid staff mailing addresses or have staff there put them on. We had the envelopes ready. And he three times said that he refused to answer. I told him, as director, I understand that you have refused me my absolute right to this document. So what I would like guidance on from the PNB is, as I understand it, the bylaws say that a director has absolute right to documents, and we have set up the coordinating committee as a way of documenting what documents are being asked for, and it's a very helpful thing. So my request of all of you PNB people there is, what does it mean when a PNB director asks for something and it is not given?
Madam Chairman, I have a point of information. Can we allow Dan Coughlin to respond?
Absolutely.
Sure.
To get to that.
Well, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Are we weighing in on this issue?
I think my answer is...
I would like to have Dan respond.
Okay. And if you could slack me after that?
Yeah, without getting into the detail, my response was that there's an information policy request or an information request policy on the books, and that's how this matter should be handled. Fairly straightforward. Of course, the matter with the Evaluation Review Committee on the BAI-LSB appears to be rather complex, but the policy is clear. If there's an information request, we have an existing policy in place, and that was my response to Alice and the others at BAI several weeks ago.
Marty,
Dan Coughlin, what is that? What is
Marty,
that?
May I respond, Madam Chair?
This is right.
No, I'm on the stack, I think.
Excuse
Madam
me.
Put me on,
just
please.
A moment. Thank you. Dan, could you tell us why this would be a request that you feel should be refused? I mean, it seems like a straightforward request to me.
Excuse me?
Could you say why you would refuse it? I mean, I understand there's a mechanism in place and there's another way to do this.
Yeah, let me say, I point blank, I did not refuse a request. I referred it to the existing policy on the books by the PNB, where there is an information request policy that directors, delegates, officers follow. That was the my response.
Marty,
Chair,
all right, we'll start back, and I will take 8 comments here, okay?
This are
Marty, point of order, I believe.
Just a moment. Who else wants to be on?
Alice.
Ray.
I was on
here.
Darv.
Samuel. Kateka.
Ambrose.
I guess that's everybody.
Oh, man.
Anyone
Carol.
Else?
Carol.
I said Ray. I don't know if you heard me.
I got you, Ray.
Thank you.
Carol. Anybody else?
I was on there, Ray.
Marty.
Okay,
I
Alice. All right.
Marty.